This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought
of me. It's Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones. We're here with Tommy Robinson for the final segment. We were talking before the break about the guy who was harassed up in Sunderland, which is a town in northern England, for putting up a sign above his shop saying, don't fund terrorism. God forbid anyone should express that sentiment. As Tommy said, a shop 2 miles down the road was literally in bed with ISIS. They didn't get harassed. They didn't get abused. We've also got police all over Twitter, and we had another case of this recently. Police departments in England, in Britain, threatening people with home visits, literally threatening to track down, to hunt down people who send mean tweets. They've got time for that all day long, despite the fact that police numbers are at record lows right now. They're begging for police to come out of retirement. They've got time to harass people for tweets. They've got time to harass people for having signs outside their shop, above their shop window. And yet we've got acid attacks. We've got stabbings all over the place. We've got violent crime at a 10-year high in this country. Absolutely incredible, Tommy. And you're going there to support this guy again. Now you're getting harassed by fans of Celtic Football Club. Just tell us again what was happening there, and then give people the links where they can get the book.
If people don't know the history with Celtic, so I've got many friends who support Celtic. But Celtic Football Club share solidarity and an alliance with Palestine. They always fly the Palestinian flag. They hate, many of their supporters hate Britain. They hate the Queen. They burn the poppy. They support the IRA. So because I have my stance, and I'm not against Catholics, I don't hate the Irish, I don't really like Celtic at all. So because of that, then they're all saying that Celtic are playing Sunderland in the same city. There's 8,000 Celtic fans. And apparently, as I hear all the time, they're going to get me. So again, I'm not popping that. I'm actually going to the Celtic Sunderland game.
You've never seen that on Twitter before, have you, Tommy, where people threaten to physically attack you and then do absolutely nothing about it?
The thing is, when you're talking about, I wouldn't mind you, because I'm not bothered by those sort of tweets, but with the police, can the police say they're going to track people down? Some of these messages I've received say they're going to cut me up, fry me, chop me up, murder me. But they're the crimes.
They won't even get banned by Twitter. They even Twitter won't even do anything about it.
No, they won't. And I'm not saying the police should bother them with that. But the point is, if you're going to track down Englishmen for saying stupid little comments, then you need to do it both ways. The rule of law has to be implemented equally across all of us. Or not all. So yeah, it's frustrating. I get frustrated by it all, but I'll be in Sunderland. Hopefully I don't get too beaten up by any Celtic fans with their potatoes, but we'll see.
All right, Tommy, we've got about a minute left. Just tell people where they can find you on Twitter and where they can get the new book.
You can find me on Twitter. The new book is only as usual. No publishers have published it. It's simply on Amazon. So go on Amazon, search Muhammad's Quran, Why Muslims Kill for Islam. And it's on Amazon. The Kindle will be out on the 31st. Other than that, our campaign for Fletcher is called SaveFletcher.com. We've got many campaigns running. We've got another one called Thank Knox, which we'll be updating soon. This is where we're trying to get the lad the wheelchair. We're trying to get him, and you can go on Thank Knox. He served 14 years in the military, and like most other people in this country, he's been abandoned. He's been abandoned while some money is spent on, I don't know, Somalians or Pakistanis. So this is a campaign where we want to help people. We're going to be doing one a month through Rebel. We're going to be helping them to get them what they need. This lad needs a wheelchair. We're nearly there. We've put a 30% deposit down. The wheelchair he needed was £13,000. I met the company last week, and the one we're getting him is £18,000, because we're getting him the top of the range with everything, because that's what he deserves. And so there's loads of campaigns. You can follow me on Twitter, Tommy Robinson New Era, or T Robinson New Era, or on Facebook, and see more reaction.
Alright, and I'll be sure to support that cause as well. Tommy, great to have you back. Hope to have you on again soon. Thanks for joining us today.
Very much, cheers man. See you back.
All right, there goes Tommy Robinson. Get his new book. Get it to the top of the Amazon UK bestseller list. That will annoy the left like nothing else. absolute triggering. That will be delicious to observe and enjoy. Tommy Robinson. You can find him on Twitter at Tommy Robinson. Just search for it. We will be back on the Alex Jones Show live in Fort Worth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Go back live on The Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to a clip in a second about the illegal alien. Raped and robbed a woman in Portland, had 20 deportations to his name. They tried to deport him 20 times, and then this happened. Well, what a surprise. We're going to go to that clip in a second. We have this report out of Fox News. House votes for $1.6 billion down payment on border wall. The GOP-controlled House has given tentative approval to a $1.6 billion down payment for President Trump's long-promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The controversial wall money is being given a ride on legislation to give the Pentagon a massive spending boost and increase funding for veterans' medical care. So we've seen the plans. We've seen the preparations. DHS leaked plans for this border wall. Many people still say it's never going to happen, just like they say Donald Trump would never win the presidency. The plans are in place. Now it seems the money is coming down the pipeline. And boy, is it needed more than ever. We have this article from a couple of days ago out of the Gateway Pundit. Illegal alien rapes and robs woman in Portland. Had 20 deportations removals. Despite being deported several times over the years and found guilty of a plethora of previous crimes, Sergio Jose Martinez walked freely in Portland, Oregon, and went on yet another crime spree. He broke into the homes of two women, where he raped them, robbed them of cash and other items, and stole one of their cars. He'd previously been deported 20 times, and we have a video clip on this right now. Let's roll the clip.
The word sanctuary calls to mind someplace safe, but too often for families and victims affected by illegal immigrant crime, sanctuary cities are anything but safe. Instead, these cities are places that allow some criminals go free, undermine federal law enforcement, and make our communities less safe.
Next mayor is ready to defy our next president. Ted Wheeler says Portland will continue to be a sanctuary city for undocumented people.
There's no place in this community for sexism or racism, religious intolerance or xenophobia. We want to make sure that women and people of color and people who have come to this country from other places feel safe and welcome in this community.
Two violent attacks in one day.
Both of these incidents appear to be stranger incidents, no connection to the victim, and incredibly violent.
Sergio Martinez broke into a Northeast Portland home on Monday and raped a 65-year-old woman, and after that assaulted another woman in a parking garage.
We found out that 31-year-old Sergio Martinez has a long history of being deported to Mexico and then illegally re-entering the U.S. He's been deported 20 times, to be exact.
Martinez is being held on 13 charges, from kidnapping to sex abuse to assault in these attacks. Now, court documents indicate his first victim says she was tied up by him before he sexually abused her. Queen 6 has found he's got a long arrest record starting 15 years ago in California. He was convicted of burglary, battery, theft, and illegally entering the U.S. from Mexico at least 20 times after being deported. Court records show he's been living in Multnomah County for several months and says he's a transient. County records show he has 9 failure to appear warrants going back several years. A question is whether these attacks could have been prevented if federal immigration agents were notified that Martinez was under arrest in the past. The Multnomah County Sheriff's Office tells me state law forbids them from using state resources for immigration enforcement, and that's why they would not notify ICE, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.
Is not going to backtrack on our values. We will remain open. We will remain
absolutely
welcoming.
Incredible report. As I said, that is available on the Alex Jones channel. That wall is getting built. It has to be built. At least the attempted illegal crossings are way down under Trump. That's another achievement that he doesn't get the praise he rightfully deserves for. So we'll be sure to continue to track that story. They tried to deport this guy 20 times. He came back to rape two women. God knows what else. Breaking news, though, about the North Korea situation, which we talked about earlier. This is up on drudgereport.com, the Washington Post. North Korea fires another missile, its latest step towards putting the U.S. within reach. North Korea has taken another bold step towards achieving its stated goal of being able to send a nuclear weapon to the U.S. mainland. Can you imagine the panic if that becomes a reality? Firing another intercontinental ballistic missile late Friday and highlighting the regime's rapid technological progress. The missile flew almost straight for 45 minutes and reached a height of about 2,300 miles before crashing into the sea off Japan. But if it had been launched on a normal trajectory, the missile could theoretically have reached Denver and perhaps even Chicago, experts said. The latest provocation compounds the problem facing the Trump administration and North Korea's neighbors, how to stop the regime of Kim Jong-un from making progress with its nuclear weapons program. Now, given the fact that Donald Trump's approval rating as of today is at its lowest ever, 41%, I mean, could he go wag the dog? That's the big question here. Although the polls that I've conducted, and most of my Twitter followers are obviously big Trump supporters, say that any potential attack on North Korea or attempt to unseat, to overthrow the dictatorship of North Korea would be way more popular amongst Trump's base than, for example, the attack on Syria, which wasn't popular amongst probably the slight majority of Trump's base, according to the polls. That North Korea attack, if it comes, will be more popular, it will be supported by more people,
because, again, you don't have the risk, although there's obviously a huge risk to South Korea, to other countries in the region, you wouldn't have the wider risk of extremists taking control of a country, taking control of nuclear weapons, because you could have a conflagration with China, which could lead to World War III. This is the situation we're dealing with, a potentially apocalyptic scenario, but still one that has more support amongst Trump's base, simply because of the horror stories that come out of North Korea and which have generally been proven true by the defectors who come over. 200,000 people, political dissidents, not even criminals, political dissidents who have expressed thought crimes literally in gulags, literally in camps where the women give birth to babies and the guards immediately stamp them to death. This is a country where everybody by law has to have a radio in their apartment broadcasting government propaganda nonstop, which can't be turned off. Can you imagine how Orwellian that is? This is easily the most authoritarian country in the world. Its population is enslaved to a cult of dictatorship. That's why there is widespread support for actual regime change in this country, despite the potential consequences. Could we be moving closer towards that, given what has happened today with yet another North Korea missile launch, which they claim, if it was on the right trajectory, could have reached Denver or Chicago? Absolutely insane story breaking on this Friday afternoon. Moving on, though, we'll get back into the migrant crisis, as I said earlier, in a little while. But this is a big story, which I mentioned earlier with Roger Stone. Report: top FBI lawyer James A. Baker under investigation for leaking classified info to media. FBI General Counsel James Baker, a Comey confidant, is allegedly under criminal investigation by the Department of Justice for leaking classified info to the media. Three sources with knowledge of the investigation told Circa that Baker is the top suspect in an ongoing leak investigation, but Circa has not been able to confirm the details of what national security information or material was allegedly leaked. So they finally zeroed in on one of these individuals responsible for the leaks. Of course, that's what Scaramucci was put there to do. He's promised to crack down on that. What will it take for these leaks to stop? Now they're even leaking on Scaramucci. He asked them for a period of grace, these traitors within the White House. He asked them for a honeymoon. That lasted all of, what, 4 days? Now they're leaking information on his financial history. But finally, they've zeroed in on this one individual. Basically, someone needs to be put in prison for a very long time, and then you'll see the leaks dry up overnight. That's what Scaramucci's put there to do. But, I mean, is it too little too late? We have Pat Buchanan writing today, is Trump entering a kill box? This article is posted on Infowars.com, where he's talking about Jeff Sessions, where he's talking about the fact, as Roger Stone said earlier, the Mueller investigation now has basically very little to do with Russian collusion and everything to do with dredging up anything about Donald Trump, even from way before he even ran as a candidate, on his business financial transactions, on who he rented apartments to find any speck of dirt, which they can blow out of all proportions, to start the ball rolling to not only delegitimize, but eventually unseat and impeach President Trump. That's what this is about. It's a pure witch hunt. They've got no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion. Meanwhile, over at the DNC, you literally have people working within the IT systems, colluding with foreign governments, colluding with the Muslim Brotherhood, wiring $300,000 to Pakistan, smashing up hard drives. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz still employs them, not only employs them, as Roger Stone said earlier, promotes them months after that becomes known. Absolutely mammoth, monumental scandal from within the DNC. Actual proof of collusion with a foreign government, with a foreign terrorist organization. CNN, nothing whatsoever to say about it. This is how they control reality, by just ignoring, blacklisting the biggest scandal, one of the biggest scandals, if not the biggest scandal politically this year, being completely blacklisted. But we're going to continue talking about it. But again, that investigation into Trump, any single speck of dirt they can find. Nothing to do with Russian collusion. They will use it to impeach, to indict President Trump. That's where it's going. That was the agenda from the very beginning. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live to talk about the latest with the migrant crisis. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jones Show. Before we dip back into the news, I want to tell you about an exciting new product at InfoWarsLife.com. It is the new True Whey Protein, and it's available right now for 25% off retail. That's just $29.95. Introductory pricing at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the ultimate protein pack 25% off of Caveman and True Whey Protein. This is a grass-fed whey protein. It's available now at InfoWarsLife.com in a very limited first run. InfoWars Life True Whey Protein contains all 9 essential amino acids your body needs but cannot produce itself. It's considered a complete protein and is also low in lactose content. Whey protein, a byproduct of milk and cheese, was promoted for its health benefits as early as 420 BC. At that time, they recommended whey to patients, and besides providing all of the essential amino acids your body needs, the high-quality grass-fed whey protein also contains 3 ingredients of particular importance for health, and it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, if you're into weightlifting, bodybuilding, or just, you know, staying in shape, you need protein as part of your diet, an additional source of protein. And we have it. It is True Whey Protein. It's available right now at InfoWarsLife.com for that special low introductory price of $29.95. That's a 25% discount. Available right now at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the free shipping store-wide. Free shipping on absolutely everything. That's not going to be in place for much longer, so be sure to stock up. Save a ton of money on that. We also have the last week of July specials. Huge discounts on a ton of products, including the Conservatism is the New Counterculture mugs, the coffee mugs, chunky, high-quality coffee mugs that really are conversation starters, and liberal triggers. Absolutely essential products, and that's available at 33% off for either one. Both are great, two different designs. Conservatism is the New Counterculture coffee mug at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us today. We really appreciate it. You've really come through for us, especially over the past 6-7 months when the attacks in the aftermath of the election were more intense than ever before. And you've had our back at every single point by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's dip back into some news right now. Of course, there was the big New Yorker article last night where Scaramucci came out and basically threw some shade at Bannon, used some swear words, God forbid, said the F word. Well, now he's regretting that today. The Daily Caller reports, never should have trusted a reporter. Scaramucci responds to the New Yorker piece. White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci responded to a Thursday New Yorker piece by saying he should never have trusted a reporter. Scaramucci's tweet implied that he would not make that mistake again after a New Yorker piece on Scaramucci featured numerous quotes from him about White House leaks after he unloaded on a reporter during a phone call. Quote, I made a mistake in trusting a reporter, it won't happen again. So Scaramucci basically called up this reporter as part of his mission to try and identify leakers, because this reporter had got something from someone within the administration about a private dinner that Trump had had with First Lady Melania Trump, Sean Hannity of Fox News, and Bill Shine. This was leaked to the New Yorker reporter Ryan Lizza. So Scaramucci called him. He was incensed. He wanted to know the identity of the leaker. Different claims. Scaramucci thinks the conversation was off record. The New Yorker reporter obviously thinks it was on record. That's what started this scandal, which broke last night. Not really a scandal. Another nothing burger. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this today. Shocked the media is going after at Scaramucci for working to cut off their sources and leaks. All I know is that he wasn't the leak. So that really encapsulates it. That's why they hate Scaramucci, because if he is successful in cracking down on these leakers, in putting some of them in prison, at least firing them for the time being, that's it for the New York Times. That's it for the Washington Post. That's it for the New Yorker in terms of leaks. From these traitors, from these turncoats, from these never-Trumpers, from these Obama holdovers within the administration. And at that point, Trump can then get on the offensive and push forward with the narrative of his agenda, the successes that he's had, which is obviously the economy, the illegal border crossings being down, moving towards building the wall, etc., etc., not obsessing about hysterical, nothing-burger Russian conspiracy theories and all this backbiting between individuals within the administration that don't have Trump's back. That's why they hate Scaramucci. That's why they're now trying to bring him down as well. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to get into the migrant crisis. Huge news with that. Don't go anywhere. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're live deep in the third hour of this Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to talk about the migrant crisis, the latest on that here in a moment. First, I want to go to this Adam Carolla clip, though, because this is quite unusual. He got up before a House Oversight and Government Reform Committee with several other speakers. The headline here is out of Washington Free Beacon. Adam Carolla goes to Congress, says adults need to take back college campuses. Comedian Adam Carolla was invited to testify before the Congress on the state of free speech at American universities and said that it was time for the adults to take back control. Here is the clip of Adam Carolla laying it down on the safe spaces who are ruining, sabotaging free speech in America. Let's roll it.
Mr. Carolla, you're recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you. It's an honor to be asked to speak in front of you all. First, just a quick piece of business. Do we get to keep these pads? This is going to be huge. And not that I'm going to, but what do you reckon they'll get on eBay? I'm not saying I'm going to. I'm just, it's pure curiosity. I'm not as eloquent as Mr. Shapiro. I sort of speak in beats and off the top of my head, and I've written a few down for you all today. First off, I come from a very blue-collar background. I grew up in North Hollywood, California. My dad was a school teacher, and my mom received welfare and food stamps and told me very importantly when I was young, when I asked her if she would get a job, she said, "And lose my welfare benefits? No, thank you," which taught me a very valuable lesson, which was never to listen to my mom. All right. I ended up being a carpenter and then a boxing instructor and met Jimmy Kimmel when I taught him to box for a morning zoo stunt and eventually made my way onto TV and radio. In the early days of my career, I toured the country with Dr. Drew when we were on Loveline together, a syndicated radio program also on MTV, and we must have played 100 college campuses with nary a word of negativity and no safe spaces and no stuffed animals being handed out. Simply went there, said our piece. Many controversial ideas were exchanged, and that's just what they were, exchanged. And then we got our paychecks and went home. And 15 years later, I went out with Dennis Prager, conservative talk show host, and attempted to do a show at Cal State Northridge, where my mother was an actual graduate from with a Chicano Studies degree, believe it or not. So she's rolling in dough about now. And they pulled the plug on it. They gave us no good reason why we couldn't speak there, and we actually had to get attorneys involved to go back and speak at a later date. We're talking a lot about the kids, and I think they're just that, kids. We are the adults, and I don't think we are doing the children. I mean, these are 18 and 19-year-old kids that are at these college campuses. They grew up dipped in Purell, playing soccer games where they never kept score and watching Wawa Wubsy, and we're asking them to be mature. We need the adults to start being the adults. Studies have shown that if you take people and you put them in a zero gravity environment like astronauts, they lose muscle mass, they lose bone density. We're taking these kids in the name of protection, we're putting them in a zero gravity environment, and they're losing muscle mass and bone density. They need to live in a world that has gravity. When you need to expose your children to germs and dirt in the environment to build up their immune system. Our plan is put them in a bubble, keep them away from everything, and somehow they'll come out stronger when they emerge from the bubble. Well, that's not happening. Children are the future, but we are the present. And we're the adults, and we need to act like it. And I feel that what's going on these campuses is we need law and order. We need to bring back law and order. But I think if we just had order, we wouldn't need law. So could we just bring back order, and could the faculty and administration on these campuses act like faculty and administration, and most importantly, adults who are in charge of these kids who need some gravity in their life. Thank you.
And that really gets to the heart of it. The responsibility lies with the adults, as we've seen with these Berkeley protests and these other protesters. Many of the rioters are not kids, they're not students, they're the professors. This is the root of the problem. Now over in the UK, as we saw this week, we've literally got teachers. I mean, the media billed him as a historian, but he was just a teacher. Teaching kids that a typical Roman family in Britain, 1,500 years ago, typical Roman family in Britain was black. Absolutely, completely historically inaccurate. You had hit pieces on me put out after that by national newspapers claiming that I was wrong for saying that depicting Victorian-era Britain as a bunch of Muslim women in hijabs, that was ludicrous. I was owned for saying that because they said, oh, There was one mosque built in London 12 years before Queen Victoria died. Therefore, it's fair to depict Victorian-era Britain as all Muslim women in hijabs. Absolutely incredible disinformation, indoctrination. They're literally trying to rewrite history. I mean, there's a story today out of RT. Alien toddler skeleton with deformed skull unearthed in Crimea. So they basically found a 1.5-year-old boy who was born in 2nd century Crimea with a deformed skull. They're calling it the alien toddler skeleton. And that was a similar thing with the debate over Roman Britain. They found some skeletons, I think it was 3 or 4 skeletons, of black people in London who lived in London 1,500 years ago. Therefore, they claimed that Roman Britain was ethnically diverse because they found a few skeletons. Absolutely incredible. That is as ludicrous as saying that because they found this alien toddler skeleton in Crimea, that 2nd century Crimeans all looked like alien greys, because everyone has to look like this tiny sample of the argument you're claiming. No, that's a completely historically inaccurate argument. Even with all the black slaves that the Romans had and brought over into Britain, it was still a tiny, tiny percentage of the population. It's completely inaccurate to claim that Roman Britain was ethnically diverse. It's completely inaccurate to claim that a typical family in Roman Britain, as the BBC did, was black and depict it as a black family. That's not typical. That would be incredibly rare. Why has every other previous depiction of Roman Britain shown all white people, including the BBC's own depictions before this 2017 depiction? They injected that for politically correct racial tokenism at the expense of historical accuracy. That's the issue. And that's the issue about what our kids are being taught in these schools right now. The professors are worse than the kids in many cases. And that is the heart of the problem, as Adam Carolla said in that speech in front of a congressional committee. But let's dip back into some of the migrant news now, because it continues to wash over us on a daily basis. We talked with Tommy Robinson about the Muslim leader in Australia who's saying that Australian women need us to fertilize them. He's literally saying the bigoted white people should just all kill themselves now because they're going to die out anyway, and that they need to import vast more numbers of Muslims just to maintain the population. Of course, that's a myth in itself, that a declining population is always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing. It can be managed. But it is true to say that sperm counts are dropping, that white Western Europeans are basically going extinct because none of them are having babies. So now you have Muslim leaders in Australia celebrating that fact that white people are basically being ethnically cleansed by their own volition. We have the BBC refusing to report on a Muslim mob who attacked whites for being non-Muslims. We reported on that. They reported on a guy who made a YouTube video saying he was going to kill Muslims. That was hate speech. Words. When it comes to actual violent physical attacks on people in the street, where they're asking people, are you Muslim? Yes, I'm Muslim. They recite the secret code words to prove they're Muslims. They don't get attacked. They get left alone. They go to the next person who says, I'm a Christian, gets the crap beaten out of him. Targeting non-Muslim white people, an obvious hate crime. It's not even being reported on by the local BBC Merseyside section of the news. That's how locked down they've got this narrative. You have the Labour councillor being attacked and then making excuses for it, as Tommy Robinson talked about. Absolutely incredible situation. You have the situation in Birmingham where a 15-year-old girl got raped twice. They said, oh, it was a couple of Asian men. They didn't even give specific description of them. They're still on the loose. We have this article out of Breitbart, which is also up on Infowars.com. Swedish shop refuses woman service for not wearing a hijab. A woman in Sweden claims that she was denied service at a local Somalian-owned shop because she was not wearing an Islamic headscarf and remarked she felt like she was back in her home country of Iran. Bearing in mind that the original feminist Arab Muslim groups back over 100 years ago, one of the first things they did, actual feminists, was to discard their veils. Now the hijab is celebrated as a symbol of female empowerment by Western leftist feminist. Absolutely incredible turnaround. The article continues, the woman, a well-known Swedish female rights activist named Shola Four, said that she was out shopping for dresses and was shown some by the female retail clerk shortly after a man, who she deduced to be the owner of the shop, spoke with the clerk in Somali about Four and her lack of a hijab. Quote, the woman turned to me and said, unfortunately, you cannot buy it. Imagine going to a store and not buying food and milk, I replied. Sweden is a democracy, she replied. Is it really? Yes, it's a democracy. I'll get in with or without a hijab, Four claimed in her piece. So now in some shops in Sweden, they're literally barring people from entering, preventing them from getting service, from being able to buy products because they're not wearing a hijab. That's how bad it is in Sweden. France closes only de-radicalization center because it doesn't work. This is out of Westminster. The center, which only opened in February of this year, will be closed after one of its residents was caught attempting to board a flight to Syria, obviously to join ISIS, and another was sentenced to 4 months in prison for acts of domestic violence. We're going to go to Alex. He is live on the air. Alex, welcome on. What's going
Paul,
on?
Paul, I have really been riveted to the incredible information you and Roger Stone and Tommy Robinson have been covering today. And so I had to pop in here near the end of your three-hour stint before the fourth-hour host comes up just to point out that if you look at what the globalists are doing, they know the West is inclusive. They know the West is anti-racist. They know the West is anti-tribalist via our Christian ethos. And so they're using that against us to basically conquer us. And it's just like Austria and Australia and Germany, many different public schools banning pork on the school lunch because it offends Muslims, or Sharia law, or you got to wear hijabs, or they're now having to put gates up around Oktoberfest all over Germany, even in Munich and places, as the Muslims come in and beat people up and attack people when they see folks outdoors drinking beer. Or you see a woman walking her dog, they come over and attack her and say, that is unclean. I actually had Muslims about 15 years ago when I was walking my dog in a public park come over, who, and they knew who I was. This is before I really went on the big jag about Islam. And they said, you know, Alex, we like your show, but dogs are unclean. Why do you have a dog? So they just can't help but get into everybody's business. If folks get mad at the occasional street preacher yelling and screaming at you, that's their free speech. I support street preachers. Some of them are great. Some of them are very, very obnoxious. I think they hurt their cause more than they help it, screaming at you with bad breath that you're going to hell. That said, with Islam, it's a thousand times that. They kill you. They murder you if you don't do what they want. And they ban having dogs, having cats in Islamic countries. That's the reality. Communist China is trying to ban having dogs because they want to control every facet of your life. They want you loving the state, not your dog, not your husband, not your wife. It's total authoritarianism. And then we have the left trying to bring in authoritarianism and making us comply with it. But I just wanted to point out today, when I look at Kim Jong-un firing another missile with high trajectory in the Pacific Ocean, I'm only 4,000 miles from him right now on the westerly most island, Kauai, of the United States territory here in the great state of Hawaii. And he's fired another missile threatening to nuke everybody. Admittedly, has nuclear weapons, and it just shows us how much danger we're in from authoritarianism. I can fly to Hawaii for $300. I can fly from Texas for about $150 to Arizona, and then for $300, if I buy my tickets right, fly to Hawaii. I can stay in a decent hotel for $200, $300 a night. I can eat great food. I can literally experience God's great creation and have thousands of choices, even if I was a blue-collar worker, and save my money for 6 months. You compare the medicine, the science, the entertainment, the culture of the West to everything else, and it's so dominant, it makes the head spin. But it is grandiose, it's decadent, it's sickening at a certain point, and that's the problem, is that then there's a mental illness that sets in every culture that becomes decadent, like Rome and many other cultures, that we then somehow become cuckolded and obsessed with the barbarian. and we bring the barbarian in. The barbarian incrementally conditions us to put up with their behavior and soon basically takes over and uses our own openness against us. So it's very important to be thankful for the freedoms we have that have been hard fought for and have politically been fought over as well, and to really realize that if we're going to celebrate our collective freedom, we have to recognize, as you said, the litmus test of the so-called left with USA Today and Reuters and AP and Atlantic Monthly and the New York Times, the Washington Post, celebrating the last 6 months the hijab as a symbol of feminism and covering up the acid attacks and the murders of people for their sexual preference and women being killed after they're raped. And the insanity of these lecturing scumbags telling us how to live our lives. But, of course, they show Romans as black and say Romans were black. I mean, listen, again, it's just a war on history. We're not bashing anybody, no matter what color they are. But it's this thing about if you're white, you don't have a history or culture. It has to be erased. The Romans and the Greeks, we're going to skip this break so we have more time. The Romans and the Greeks, there wasn't even a racial thing back then. There was cultural things. And there were so few Africans in Europe that it was actually, read the history books, a novelty, and it was actually popular, and the blacks weren't looked down upon. But it was known that groups that founded Greece founded Egypt. It was in all the history books, and now they've dug up the oldest mummies, and they're all basically Southern European, Eastern European, or Greek. We know this. We know the historians said the Greeks all had blonde hair, blue eyes, till they got taken over by the Moors. Most of the Greece islands were captured by Muslims out of North Africa, and that's why Greeks have dark hair and dark eyes today. If you go into some of the more remote islands, there are Greeks today that look like the Greek statues. They've got blonde, curly hair. They were described as having blue eyes. Again, it doesn't matter to me. It's that you see the extension of the BBC saying, here's what Britons look like, and here's what Romans look like, and it's a black family in Roman togas. This is what is pushed. This is what is done. Just like Dunkirk, about the British Expeditionary Force, 400,000 men or 500,000, whatever it was, being driven by the German invasion into France in 1940, 1941, all the way to the sea, Hermann Göring's Luftwaffe bombing them, strafing them for a week until all the British citizens got in their boats, basically, came across the English Channel and picked everybody up. Of course, there wasn't one black person there because this was 70 years ago before the multiculturalism. And so now England isn't even for white Britons because it was always black 2,000 years ago in Brittany, according to what we're all told by the BBC. Again, this and so USA Today says this is a horrible movie. There are no black people and there are no women in combat. And now they have Tour of Duty coming out, World War II game, where it's women. Well, yes, it's actually true that there were some Russian women conscripted in the Russian military, and a few of them were in the front lines when it came to the invasion of Berlin, the Battle of Berlin. But that's it. And it's not putting women down. It's just, sorry, it's not true. Julius Caesar was a man. Adolf Hitler was a man. George Washington was a man. Jesus Christ was a man. Cleopatra was a woman. And so, again, it makes everybody like in enmity with each other, where facts and history are like chits or poker chips to be traded around and changed and rearranged by these horrible, drooling control freaks that have gotten us to adopt the language, the culture they want, and now they're down to destroying bedrock basic history. Now they're down to demolitioning everything. But again, this modern thing of the last 60 years of saying that Egypt wasn't white, and it was black, and it was all taught in all the universities. It was pushed everywhere. There was a big fight about that 60 years ago. People said, don't be racist. Egypt was founded by sub-Saharans. And folks said, well, all the historians said that it was founded by people out of Southern Europe. And that, the same folks that migrated down into the Grecian islands, basically Macedonians and others. And they said, no, that's not true. It was black people. Well, it's true that if you go into the latter part of Egypt's history, about 1,000 years ago, then the population is Arabic and some sub-Saharan. But they've now gone into the mummies, DNA testing, and they were as white as the copper tone, you know, girl's butt. And that's just the reality. But again, we're not even, it's like saying a man and a woman are a man and a woman. And if a woman wants to become a man and then say she got pregnant and is going to have a baby, and then the Daily Mail has the headline, first man has baby. And then I knew when I read the headline, it was going to be a woman who said she was a man. And it said, well, she was going to have the sex operation, have her genitals, her male genitals cut off, her scrotum, her testes and her penis cut off, or vice versa. It was a woman who was going to try to have that attached. Boy, this gets crazy. So it's a woman that wants to have it attached. Excuse me, added. Boy, this insanity is crazy. And then she then gets pregnant, has a baby, and they say a man, even though she hasn't had her new penis created. I mean, you cannot make this up, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sorry to have to discuss topics like this here on air, but you've got a woman that says she's a man, still has female genitals, has a uterus, has ovaries, has a baby, and they say a man has had a baby. No, a woman who thought she was a man had a baby. It's like saying a walrus decided it was a human and then became a jet pilot. Or it's like saying I identify as a blind person, dump Drano in my eyes, and then make taxpayers pay for me to live on welfare because I identify as a blind person, and have a bunch of other mentally ill people say it's okay. These things are really happening, as you said, Paul, and we have to recognize sanity is the most valuable thing out there, and that the corporate elite are literally sabotaging society so we don't have a debate about transhumanism, a debate about fission fusion, a debate about quantum mechanics, a debate about all this other stuff that's happening, AI computers, quantum computing. They want us all running around, not with basic freedoms, but with the new freedoms to be as mentally ill and as mad as the folks in the Tea Party in Alice in Wonderland. And then there's all the government documents and university documents back to the 50s. We're going to make literature ugly. We're going to make cartoons ugly. We're going to make architecture ugly. We're going to make it cool to be a slave. We're going to make it cool to be a failure. We're going to make it cool to be a slacker. We're going to make it cool to not have kids. We're going to make it cool to be this or that and to not be heterosexual, to totally sabotage society. That is a fact. But then the people that have been caught in this miserable system where they're living in mama's basement, they're baristas. Hillary says, I hate our slug supporters. They're such scum. You know, Facebook documents admit they hate you. They want to keep you isolated. Their whole liberal cosmology is mind control. But they don't care because once they're in it, Paul, they just want to pull everything else down and make everything else miserable because they bought into the trap. And now instead of wanting to get out of the trap, they want to control demolition, everything else that isn't in the trap, believing that if everything sinks to a low level and there's a giant sucking sound, somehow they'll be transcended. Paul Jones is watching.
Oh, it's exactly that, Alex. Who controls the past controls the future. It's as ludicrous as saying that you could go to Ethiopia and Nigeria and that this is a typical Ethiopian or Nigerian family, and then show a family with blonde hair, blue eyes, white as snow, and say that's a typical Nigerian family. No!
Or to say you're a typical Japanese family of 2,000 years ago. To show me and you and go, I'm a woman now, I now identify as one, you identify as an Easter bunny. And just show an Easter bunny and say, this is a typical Japanese family, a typical Japanese samurai of 1400, and just show a you know, Bugs Bunny with a carrot. That makes sense too, doesn't it, Paul?
Absolutely incredible, Alex. The revisionism here, and it's again to push the narrative that mass uncontrolled immigration is natural and for everyone to just lie down and
stay there. Do five more minutes and then the next host is coming up. Don't leave, Paul. I want you to finish up with that. Paul Joseph Watson's done an incredible job. We salute him and the great crew in Austin and all you, the audience, the affiliates, and the sponsors and the good Lord above. Stay with us. 2 plus 2 equals 4.